Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama brushes off taunts from Iran about the nuclear agreement. In an interview Sunday on CNN, Mr. Obama dismissed a tweet by Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, which included a depiction of Mr. Obama holding a gun to his own head. The president said, in his words, superpowers don't respond to taunts. The U.S. Congress, now in recess, is set to vote on the Iran nuclear deal in September, with the outcome still unclear. The U.S. military has deployed six F-16 fighter jets to a Turkish airfield as coalition airstrikes continue against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Ankara opened the Incirlik air base to the anti-IS combat efforts last month, while at the same time beginning its own air campaign against Islamic State, as well as the Kurdish separatist group PKK. U.S.-led forces conducted 16 airstrikes in Iraq and 7 in Syria over the weekend. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi proposed eliminating the positions of vice president and deputy prime minister, all part of a series of reforms to reduce corruption and improve government. The plan calls for cutting Iraq's three vice presidents, which include Mr. Abadi's predecessor, Nouri al-Maliki. At least 10 civilians were reportedly killed by a gunman in an attack on the northern Malian village of Gabari. Reuters says the attack by three men on motorbikes began late Saturday. The attack was repulsed by village residents who killed one of the gunmen. A security source Sunday said at least 9 civilians, including 5 UN workers, were killed in a day-long siege of a hotel in the central town of Savari that ended early Saturday with an attack by soldiers that left 4 attackers dead. There's been no claim of responsibility. This is VOA News.